I mean, I remember one time when I was about 15 years old, a girl walked up to me and she said to me, "Does God love everybody?" And I said, "Yeah, of course God loves everybody. You know, I mean, God loves everybody." And she said, "Okay, what about this verse?" And she showed me a verse where it talked about God hating people. And I looked at the verse and it said, you know, "Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated," I think was what she showed me. I mean, there are about 22 different scriptures that she could have showed me where the Bible says that God hates all the workers of iniquity and that him that loveth violence, God's soul hateth, and on and on. But she showed me this verse, and I looked at the verse for a couple seconds, and I said, "Oh, you're right, God doesn't love everybody." And you know what? She created a monster, because ever since then, I've never believed that God loves everybody since she showed me that verse. And then what's funny is months later, I walked up to that girl, and I said to that girl, I said, "Thank you so much for showing me that, because I was so wrong." And I told her, I said, "I've been studying my Bible, and there's all these verses about God hating people, you know, that are just these really wicked, reprobate people and violent people." And I said, "Thank you so much for showing me that." And she's like, "What are you talking about? God loves everybody." She's like, "I was just showing you that verse because I wanted you to explain to me why it didn't mean what it said. You know, I wanted you to explain it away to me." I'm like, "Well, no, I mean, that's what it says." So, yeah, I mean, if she only knew, you know, the hate that she's responsible for.